Broadcasting live from the Vegas Video Network studios, just steps from the Las Vegas Strip. It's time to get on the right side of sports betting. It's time for the Odds Couple.
Welcome to the Odds Couple on the world-famous Vegas Video Network. My name is Scott Pritchard, alongside my good friend and co-host Anthony Padilla.
Thank you, Scott. Always happy to be back here with you guys. Today we'll be talking about why Jerry Jones belongs on next season of The Apprentice, why if Jay Cutler can handle Kristen Cavallari, he can definitely continue to take the beating on the field, and why sports betting is for halftime, not bathroom breaks.
Let's attack the line. The New York Giants are on the road taking on the Cincinnati Bengals. Sunday night, the line opened Giants minus 6, was bet down to 5, 4.5. Today, it's at 3.5.
Yeah, you know what? I think this is actually going to be a close game because you've got a Giants team that I don't think they really know who they are right now. I know that's not what they're going to say in the media, but they are having some struggles. I mean, if you go back a couple of weeks against the Cowboys, you know, they for all intents and purposes, lost that. They gave up a 23-point lead. You know, they went down due to some Dallas miscues. You know, they ended up still winning the game. But Eli didn't have a great game last week. And this is a team that really does have some holes in the defense, some questions to be answered. And it's funny because earlier this week, Bengals wide receiver A.J. Green actually called out the New York Giant defense, saying he saw some holes in the secondary, to which Antrell Roll, defensive back of the Giants, basically went off on a rant, said he better duck if he sees me coming. You know, here's the thing. You never want to give a team bulletin board material, but I don't know that this necessarily was, but because of the fact that Antrell Roll got so defensive, I think there's a lot of stuff in the Giants locker room that is making them second-guess themselves. And they are going into Cincinnati, where it's never an easy place to play. You know, the Giants, interestingly enough, actually are on an 18-game win streak where they have not lost back-to-back games. So that'll prove some kind of interest this week going into Cincinnati. As far as the Bengals go, you know, Opie himself, Andy Dalton, you know, he's doing a pretty good job of taking over this team and leading the offense and showing that Cincinnati does have a little bit of life and they can play with the big boys. So this is going to be interesting. 3.5 is what we're at now. Is that right, Scott?
Yes.
3.5. Okay, yeah, I definitely see this being a close game. I think Cincinnati has a chance to win it.
The defending Super Bowl champion Giants off to a 6-3 start, but they've only covered 4 of their 9 games up to this point. Now, the Cincinnati Bengals got off to a very good start. They started the season 3-1, but they've lost 4 consecutive games. And ATS, they've struggled. They've only covered the line 2 times, okay, in 8 contests. The Cincinnati Bengals have seen better days. The money has come in on Cincinnati. I guess the question is, do you attack this line? My personal opinion is the line has already been attacked from 6 down to 3.5. I have no opinion on this game. Let's talk about the Denver Broncos. They're on the road taking on the Carolina Panthers. The line for this contest opened Denver minus 6, bet down to 4.5, and today it's at 3.5.
See, this one kind of surprises me a little bit because I feel like this is two teams going opposite directions. Peyton Manning has settled into a groove. He's again proving, you know, that he's the guy that he used to be in Indy. It's amazing what this guy, like how cerebral this guy is. He's come in and taken over a Denver team that was fairly confident with Tim Tebow last year. You know, Kyle Orton didn't do anything with them. Tebow came in and got the team to believe in themselves, and everybody kind of jumped on board with that. But Peyton Manning has shown why there's a way of doing it Tim Tebow style and why Peyton Manning is who he is, which is a future Hall of Famer. This guy has the ability to lead a team offensively and defensively and just get everybody to buy into what he brings to the table. And it's amazing the way this team is playing for him. Carolina, on the other hand, you've got Cam Newton. You know, Cam actually needs to be looking to Peyton for some of this advice, not his father. And I shouldn't say, of course, family is the most important thing. But Cam had a talk with his dad in the their bye week. I believe it was 4 weeks ago, you know, and his dad kind of helped him get back on track. That really hasn't worked. He needs to look at somebody else in the business to see what they do week in and week out. Because Cam has been more about talking this year. He's getting very defensive. You know, in a couple of post-game press conferences, he hasn't, I don't want to say he's thrown the rest of his team under the bus, but he certainly has not taken it on his shoulders like a quarterback should, especially a leader, a true leader of a team. So there's still a lot for Cam to learn. And, you know, hosting a team like Denver who really is kind of got it all working right now, I can't believe that it's 3 because I really see Denver winning this game by at least 10.
The Denver Broncos have won 5 of their 8 games. ATS against the spread, same record, 5 wins, 3 losses. The good news for the Broncos, their most challenging part of their schedule is in the past. They have a very favorable schedule the rest of the way, which bodes well for them. I think they have the inside track as they will knock off the Chargers to win the AFC West this season. The downside for the Broncos has to do with the fact that they are on the road. Now, let's take a look at the Carolina Panthers. They are 2-6, but they've been they're 4-4 against the number. Now, underdogs tend to be undervalued, and this is a perfect case in point. The Broncos opened 6, down to 4.5. Today, it's 3.5. I say attack this line, but please, buyer beware, I played the game at +6. Points mean more than opinions. All the money has come in at this point on Carolina. But again, I would not take, a professional sports bettor would not compromise the point spread by 2.5 points. Why take Carolina +3.5 when you could have had +6, which I respectfully bet Sunday night? So again, attack the line.
You know, I think one of the coolest things about this season is just all the quarterbacks. I mean, you've got everything from rookies to veterans to everything in between. And, like, for me, that's really been fun to watch.
It has been fun. In the media, it seems to me, like Thursday night, for instance, I was at Red Rock Hotel Casino watching the football game with the Colts embarrassing the Jacksonville Jags, and everyone's in love with Luck, the quarterback there for the Colts. But the thing is, he's good, but he's not great. I understand he's a rookie, but it's amazing to me how the media loves this guy. Let us not forget, as sports bettors, the guy is only completing 55% of his passes.
Now, you know, here's my question with that. When you're the number one pick, are you entitled to get that extra love regardless of the team you're with or how they're doing? I mean, is it kind of inherent with that number one pick that people are expecting a lot out of you and you kind of better live up to it? So they're going to give you every chance with the media to do so. Whether you do or not is, you know, we'll see how it plays out next season. But in terms of this year, you know, is that just part of the deal?
It certainly comes into play. But again, as professional sports bettors, you oftentimes want to buck the system. You want to buck the trend. I'm more impressed. I'm not all that impressed with Luck at this point. I'm more impressed with the fact that they run the ball very well and they play good, sound defense. Now, no one saw this coming. The fact that the Colts are 5-3 at this point, and it'll be interesting to see. The last 3 games of the year, they play the Houston Texans twice. Was that an abrupt end? Knowing that those two teams could be battling it out, who would have thought we would be having this conversation 8 weeks in, knowing that the Houston Texans are the big favorite right now? But the fact is, the Colts are right on their tail.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing that it's kind of becoming evident to our viewers, I hope, that each week you're a numbers guy. And you know these numbers inside out for the last 30 years of every game ever played. And that's fantastic. And I'm more of an intangibles type guy. That's the kind of baseball player I was. And, you know, I really believe other things really carry weight week in and week out. And the thing with Andrew Luck, you know, this guy is facing stuff. The fact that his head coach was diagnosed with lymphoma, you know, and this team has to go through this. And he, as a rookie, has to lead this team through this. I think this is really, and he's handling it well. I really think this is preparing him for a very successful run for a lot of years.
Well, time will tell. I think the jury is still out. Again, we've only played 8 games at this point. I give them credit, but again, I'm more impressed with their defense and their running game as opposed to Luck.
Well, and, you know, again, we've got the Cam Newton factor, so I guess next year really is what it's all about. Now, moving along, we are coming to Spin to Win, which this week we have the Houston Texans traveling to Chicago to take on the Bears. The Bears are favored by 1.5. In this segment, I always like to tell you guys what this is about. Today, I'm going to explain it to you the way my friend and co-host so eloquently explained it to me, that this is where he and I are forced to take a team and argue for those teams. Now, I laugh at that because we're both here every week, but he wanted to remind me what exactly we're doing. So, Tara is going to spin the wheel, and whatever team it lands on, Scott is forced to argue for that team. I am forced to argue for the other because the smart bettor always bets with their head and not with their heart.
Scotty's got the Bears.
The Chicago Bears are at home taking on the Houston Texans. I guess I'm going to be forced to argue why the Bears -1.5 presents value. Well, first and foremost, they're at home. The Chicago Bears are a cold weather team. They play outdoors on grass. The Houston Texans, it's a bit challenging for a dome team anytime they have to travel. Now, the Bears off to a very good start. They played 8 games, 7 winners of those eight contests, they have covered the number 6 of 8. What I love about the Bears' defense, it starts and stops with their defense. Now, we've talked many times on this show, it's very challenging to forecast injuries and turnovers. But with the Bears, history has a way of repeating itself. This team, very opportunistic defensively as they turn pick sixes into touchdowns. It's just amazing how opportunistic this team is. The downside for Chicago, their offense, but they're as good as Jay Cutler. And the thing with Jay Cutler, he can be so good. On the other side of the coin, unfortunately, he can be so bad. But I think in his defense, the offensive line has been very inconsistent in pass blocking for this QB. So I think the Bears at home, minus the 1.5, I think the Houston Texans, I've been saying it all year, I'm going to keep saying it, as they'll probably get to the AFC Championship game, but I really feel the Texans are a bit overrated. The right side, Bears minus the 1.5, see the cashier.
I think we can agree that the only reason you're saying the Texans are overrated is because you had to go with the Bears today, because we both know how good the Texans are. Look, you have a quarterback who had a Holyfield done to him a few weeks ago. Are you kidding? The guy loses part of his ear in a game. How would that feel? I can't even imagine. Like, your mic falls off and you're yelling at everybody. I can't imagine if a piece of your ear got ripped off with your helmet. It's amazing how tough this guy is, and he stayed in the game. You know, and you're exactly right. Which Bears team are you going to get? Are you going to get the really solid Jay Cutler, you know, who goes out and he's a warrior? Or are you going to get the guy who just, he can't handle, like, this is a guy that I feel he's tough. You got to give him that. But sometimes I wonder if the off-the-field stuff affects his on-the-field performance. You know, now the Bears' defense is great. The Bears are riding a 6-game winning streak. However, the Texans are every bit as good as this team. Houston's actually committed the fewest turnovers in the league, and this is going to be the thing. It's not going to be. This is going to be a game where Houston needs to just ride it out for all four quarters. They need to play defensively strong against Cutler, regardless of which one they get. And Matt Schaub just needs to stick to what he's been doing. You know, utilize every bit of his offense. He's got a running game and a pass offense that really, I think, matches up well against Chicago. And I see Houston winning this game. It's 1.5, but, you know, again, I see Houston coming out, you know, winning by 3 or 4.
The Bears defensively have been in the top 10 the entire year. The only question mark with Chicago has been their offense. They were 26th, 27th out of the entire league. But the fact that they're at home, they're in their comfort zone, outdoors, on grass, I still think it bodes well for the Bears in this matchup.
Yeah, I, you know, I know you were forced to take them, and I just feel like Houston, and it actually surprises me, you know, the way Chicago's playing this year. A 6-game winning streak, and, you know, I go back to the Dallas-Chicago game, you know, early in the season, and that was when Chicago was really struggling, and that was kind of the turning point for them, you know, where they turned it on. I hate that it was against my Cowboys, but that's kind of when it all started going the other way. And for all intents and purposes, Cutler has been pretty consistent, but I still feel that Houston is just a better team.
This is a high-profile game. It's going to be an exciting game because you have two heavy hitters, both teams 7-1. The Bears have the home field. The Bears, interestingly enough, are just a small favorite to win their division because the Packers, even though they have 3 losses, they've already beaten the Bears. Houston, other side of the coin, they have the inside track for the number one seed in the AFC, but they have the Patriots and the Broncos looking over their shoulders.
See, there you go with the numbers again. All right, guys, we're going to take a break. We're going to make sure Scott's mic is in place correctly. Come on back. We're the Odds Couple. You're watching the Vegas Video Network.
Traditional media believes that after about 3 minutes, you'll tune out. Most Vegas media companies think if it doesn't jiggle, you won't tune in. At the Vegas Video Network, we think both are wrong. The Vegas Video Network is the first and only live online broadcast network that specializes in insider news and expert views about Vegas. We combine great storytelling with the ability to watch when and where you want, on your computer, mobile device, or television. Discover the real Las Vegas. Visit VegasVideoNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the Odds Couple on the world-famous Vegas Video Network. My name is Scott Pritchard alongside Anthony Padilla. To reach out to us, we would love to hear from you. Email us at oddscouple@vegasvideonetwork.com. That's oddscouple@vegasvideonetwork.com. We would also love to hear you and see you on our show. Reach out to us web-based voicemail. Go to our site. To the right-hand side, you'll see a red bar. Click on that. Middle of the screen, start recording, and your voice would be on our show. We would love that. Also, live chat. I love live chat because we love fielding questions. I love seeing Anthony struggle trying to answer your questions, whether his mic is on or off. Now, if you miss us, live, it's okay. Reach out to us, Vegas Video Network, iTunes, also YouTube, Roku. And on Saturdays, the show is rebroadcast on AM 1400 KSHP Radio. Now, before we get to Are You Kidding Me?, I would like to do a quick educational on halftime betting, because people oftentimes ask me, what is it specifically that I bet on or have had success in betting? I've been fortunate having won sports handicapping contests in Las Vegas, but fact is they play the Star Spangled Banner every single day, opportunity to make money every day. But I have a preference. I really, really like betting halftimes. And part of it has to do with the fact that as a professional sports bettor, the odds makers that set the line on Sunday night for the following Sunday's games, they have 7 days to get the side total money line sharp, correct. So for the most part, they do a very good job of doing that. I like betting halftimes for a couple of reasons. One, instead of monitoring and babysitting the screen to see where the numbers are in the islands and or here in Las Vegas, I can cherry pick and watch the game. At halftime, the sportsbooks have 12 minutes to get 10 games sharp, or to get 10 games. They have 12 minutes to prepare as opposed to 7 days. It presents some pretty good opportunities, and there are key numbers in halftime betting. Totals, 20 is a huge, huge number. You might think 21, but I'm telling you that it's rare that three touchdowns are scored. It's usually a field goal or two with a couple of touchdowns. So 20 for a total is a key number. 23 is a more key number for a total than, say, 24. There are more ways to get to 23 than 24. So when you're betting halftimes, it's about key numbers. It's about watching the first half. It's about dissecting the first half statistics as far as who's running the ball. How did this score get to be where it is? The score is just another statistics and another statistic. So oftentimes you'll be able to pinpoint, wow, this is a bit of a surprise. Why is this score the way it is? And oftentimes it has to do with turnovers. So the idea here is value in betting halftimes. I love betting halftimes. It presents solid money-making opportunity.
All right, this week, the right side for me, I'm going with the Kansas City Chiefs heading to Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers. Steelers are favored by 12.5. Before I get into that, I actually want to mention that last week I had the Arizona Packers game, the Cardinals-Packers game, where the Packers were also favored by 12.5. And not to toot my own horn, because obviously we know you can win as easily as you can lose, but came out ahead. They won by 14, covered that. So I'm hoping for the same result this week. I'm not afraid to take the big games or the big spreads. You know, the fact that Pittsburgh is favored by 12.5, I don't think you can give them enough points. You know, and I don't want to really, because there's arguments for both, obviously, but here's the thing about Kansas City. The best thing in Kansas City right now is the barbecue, plain and simple. All right, Romeo Crennel is a head coach. At some point, somebody needs to learn. He's not a head coach. He's a great coordinator, and hats off to him in that regard. But he was no good with the Browns. He's no good with Kansas City. You know, and there's not many crappy teams left for him to become the head coach of, so I think until he moves back to a coordinator position, this is going to continue to be the struggles. Matt Cassel, there's a positive, and the only positive is that he's better than Brady Quinn. But I don't know if that's really a positive. You know, and take a Pittsburgh team where you have Todd Haley, the offensive coordinator, who is the previous Chiefs head coach, you know, and now the offensive coordinator for the Steelers. Obviously, he's got that chip on his shoulder. I don't care who you are, if you get fired and you're facing your opposing team, you know, you want to run up the score a little bit. And because they're playing a team like the Chiefs, they can. You know, you've got Big Ben, who's just being Big Ben and handling business. Mike Tomlinson, who just is not afraid to take chances. What a gutsy move last week. You know, when you're losing and you're in field goal range to bring you right back and tie it up, and you'd go for the fake with 10 minutes left in the game because you have that much confidence in your team, that just sets a completely different tone with your entire team, letting them know how much confidence you have in them. So as much as normally I'd like to give you an argument for both sides, I think clearly everybody knows, and it's no secret, the right side for myself and pretty much everybody in the betting world this week is the Pittsburgh Steelers minus the 12.5. I look for Pittsburgh to win this game by 19 or 20.
Before we get to my right side, I would like to recap what took place last week. My good buddy Anthony Padilla right now riding a two-game winning streak, ATS. Going into last weekend's action, I was riding a two-game winning streak. Bottom fell out. My side was the wrong side last week. That was then. This is now. Let's get right to who I like this coming weekend. I'm looking at a game Sunday between the Houston Texans as they take on the Chicago Bears. Now, the Bears are favored by 1.5. I'm looking at the total for this contest. It's 41.5. Now, first of all, let's talk a little bit about the Houston Texans. We talked briefly about the fact that they have the inside track, the number one seed in the AFC. It's basically going to come down between Houston, Baltimore, Denver, and New England. The Chicago Bears on the other side of the coin, they have to deal with Atlanta, Green Bay, the Giants, not to mention the 49ers. So the NFC, I think, is stacked talent-wise. So the Bears, I think, the fact that they have a very good defense, they played some very good, stiff competition up to this point. But the right side for me in this contest, knowing that weather could be a factor, I love constant denominators, and I'm talking about defense, okay? The Bears have a very good defense. They've been consistent throughout the entire season. The fact that it's an outdoor contest, it's outdoors on grass, it'll slow things down. I like the under 41.5. For me, the right side is under 41.5 in regards to the Texans-Bears game.
You know, we talked about it earlier, and I think I agree with you on, you know, as far as the points go, but it's going to be a good game overall. And, it's funny. Somehow this league just balances itself out every week. You know, the cream kind of is starting to rise to the top, if you will.
I have to say that you and I, we see things differently, and fortunately we've both been successful. I mean, you're riding a two-game winning streak. I was 2-0 going into last weekend. But you tend to play the favorites. I tend to be a dog player. Sure. I keep saying underdogs are undervalued, and I've made my living betting nothing but dogs. Yet, you've had success laying the points, which I just do not, cannot, will not lay double digits in the NFL long term. It's a losing proposition, but you have been successful doing it, so I commend you.
Well, and I appreciate that, and trust me, this is not one of those times where I'm going to boast on that. I'll take it, because I also know how difficult it is, you know, and as much as I would love to do this week in and week out, it's very stressful when it is double digits, but the way this league is this year, up to this point, I feel like there's some teams that just can't get it done, you know, when they're facing certain teams. Again, last week, Arizona at Green Bay, and that was, I told you before the show, that was a really hard game for me to pick, because I'm such a, you know, I'm a Cowboys fan first, Cardinals second, and I picked the Packers and that, but, you know, I'm a Cardinals fan, so it's very hard. And again, that's the difference in betting versus watching, and it is truly about the money if you are betting. But, you know, sometimes you kind of know how things are going to go. Sometimes it plays out, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes you think games are going to go closer than, you know, than they do. There's been a lot of blowouts this year.
There have been. And interestingly enough, the Steelers, you're on a hot team right now. In defense of the Chiefs, they've had time off. I don't know if it'll help, because we talked before the difference between rest, not to be confused with rust. But talent-wise, the Steelers certainly have a lot more talent, and they are at home in this contest.
Sure, and you know what? Even though I went with them by the margin that I did, you know, I could feasibly see, you know, I mean, are they going to struggle? Is this going to be the game that, you know, they let up a little bit? Will it be a trap game, so to speak? You know, they've got the position to put their foot on their neck, you know, but they don't, you know, so we'll see. But I still think just Kansas City is overmatched.
Again, that's why they call it gambling.
That's right? It, man. That is it. And that's what we do, and that's what we love, and we're so happy that you join us every week to do that with us. And this is a fun weekend. Weather's changing in Vegas. Things are going on. It's cold. It's cloudy. What's going on with you this weekend?
Well, every day you can check out my plays on VegasInsider.com. I'm having a very good college football season. I love the site. You will, too, because the plays are time-stamped and documented. I'm hitting 61% for the season in college football. Check out my plays on PritchardsPicks.com. If you're in Vegas, come on by. Right there, Planet Hollywood. Every Saturday night I do stand-up comedy and I host the show, but I want to hear more about Anthony's show.
No, you want to hear more about it because you're going to be on it. My buddy Scott Pritchard, after 3 months, is finally going to come out and do a set with us, and the reason I bring that up, I'm excited. This weekend is our three-month anniversary of Comedy After Dark with myself over at the LVH. So please, everybody, come on out, pack up the car, and come. I'll make sure you're on the guest list. I'm in that good of a mood. I just want a guest list the world. So please, come see us. Scott is coming out tonight, Friday, to do a set with us. Show's at 10 o'clock. So, you know, if you got no plans, if you do have plans, break them and come check us out. That's what I got, man.
I like it very much. For Anthony Padilla, I'm Scott Pritchard. Check us out every Friday, 12 o'clock, live Las Vegas time on the world-famous Vegas Video Network. We'll see you next week on The Odds Couple.